Piqué, dos minuts i això s'haurà acabat. Xavi, l'obertura de Xavi a la dreta per Alves, a veure Dani Alves, la centrada d'Alves, Terry amb el cap, el control de To, treu la pilota malament, Essien, la regala Messi, Messi per Iniesta, el xut Iniesta, gol! Gol!
Es lo puto crack.
Gol del Barça, gol d'Iniesta, gol del Barça, gol del Barça. Kaiserslautern. El Barça ha marcat. Gol de lo puto crack. Gol del Barça. Saperes, pot ser que estigui veient un Coliseum imponent.
Pot ser, Joan Maria, pot ser.
Pot ser que estigui veient una font plena de monedes i amb una dona anomenada Anita Ekberg banyant-se en actitud seductora.
Pot ser, Joan Maria, pot ser. Why he so manful? Why he gotta have it? 'Cause I slay my whole life. Now I'm the master.
Nah. I feel to wake up and be the shit. All right, mad about football. George Metellus, Juan Arango, breaking it down for you here on the show. And we're going to talk some South American ball right now. Juan had a real interesting statistic about what's going on in Argentina. What's up with that?
Well, first of all, two things. Well, let me get to the more important thing first. There was a really interesting article in today's or Thursday's edition of Olé, talking about something, and some of them even called it one of the probably biggest revolutions of the past 25 years in football, world football. And it's something so simple, man. It's aerosol. Hey, you know, a couple of years back, I remember watching Brazil. Yeah, the Magic Spray reminded me of that. You know, you'd see the referee with his little spray can, you know, and spray a line. Well, how ridiculous is that? But then I started at least thinking about it. You know what? That's a good idea, because if players start moving out of their position or start moving past that line, hey, look them.
Right.
You know, how bad could that be?
That will work. Figure eight, after about, you know, two straight games of yellow cards, people starting to miss games, it definitely work, yeah.
Well, you know what? It started working in Brazil, so what they do in Argentina, say, hey, you know what? Let's stop having these guys come in. Start stepping, because sometimes, man, it's almost comical, wrestling like comical.
Oh yeah.
You know, like the referee turns his back, all of a sudden the light starts moving up, or the wall starts moving up. Then the referee turns back around, has to put him back. Referee turns around, same thing. It's painful to watch sometimes.
Oh yeah.
And if you get a referee that doesn't have a clue, sometimes the wall is like maybe 6 feet in front of the person taking the free kick.
Mm-hmm.
So what Grondona and his boys decided to do was start using this free can as of this tournament. And so far, the results are absolutely, they're astonishing. So far, this clausura, there have been 19 goals scored.
And I'm gone.
19 goals scored off free kick. I mean, that is mind-boggling.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, you don't see that scored in a year.
In a year, I mean, maybe two or three years combined. That has to be more than like two or three years combined. That's a lot. 19 goals is a lot. That's like goal differential. That's like that's probably as many as some teams have scored as a whole.
Well, yeah, Islas from Tigre is the leader in allowing free kick goals, man. It's followed by Abondanzieri, who's probably been biggest bust in Argentina football so far.
You're talking about living off your reputation.
Wow, I mean, it is just, he's been a disaster.
Yeah.
But he's second with two. He's led two big ones
in the past month. Oh, yeah, especially the Gallardo one in the Superclásico. That was massive.
And the one against Gata Fernandez against Estudiantes. That was brutal. But 19 goals. I mean, is that a good thing? Do you like that? Do you not like that? Do you think it's a good thing, or do you think it's...
I think it's great. Anything that can... that increases goals is a good thing. You know, I think it's great. First of all, I mean, you know how you played soccer. You know how hard it is to score a free kick and how much they practice that stuff, you know. So for now, people are going to see the fruits of their practice. They're going to be able to say, hey, I can score a free kick because I don't have to worry about the spray is going to help me with the distance and the referees and all of that. That's a little less pressure on me. I could take my free kicks now. Everything I practiced is going to, you know, I could actually see how it works.
You can take a legal free kick.
There you go. Exactly. So I think it's great. I think it's about time. Anything that scores, that gives you more goals in a game without having to, you know, stop it for like instant replay or anything like that is a good thing. So it's a good move. I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that. I went crazy. I mean, it was getting to a point where it was ridiculous. I mean, you started seeing players just move around and move back and forth. And I mentioned this in an article earlier today. I mean, remember a few years back when FIFA was saying, well, you know what? We're going to try and have in the next year or two a rule stating that if your team decides to cheat and you move forward, the ball was going to go ahead 5 yards. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to them?
Why don't they do that? They should do that.
They don't.
They should. I like that rule. They should do it. Yeah.
It just disappeared. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know whether it was... whether it was the federations that didn't put in, I don't know. Whether if it was a referee's prerogative, I don't know.
Well, it might be one of those things where they just said, you know, it could be as simple as they just forgot. I know that sounds real simple, but it could be something as, you know, they just forgot to do it. They didn't. It wasn't a huge priority, you know, especially when you consider, I mentioned a little bit about the instant replay. That's something that's gotten a lot of attention. When something like that grabs all the attention, then you figure something like the 5 yards, moving the 5 yards up, would kind of be put to the side.
Yeah,
but I think that's a good rule.
But it's a good thing. It's a good thing that, you know, the aerosol's there, and it's a good reference point.
Yeah.
You know, if someone does by any chance decide to move forward, hey, you can book them.
Yeah.
I told you not to get past this line, and it gets rid of all the little daycare, you know, the little daddy daycare issues that you have to deal with when you're, you know, as a referee dealing with law.
And that's the most, to me, that's like the most frustrating, and it's probably what puts most time, the most time in terms of injury time on the pitch is how long it takes them to set up the wall and for them to listen to the referee and get everything lined up. I mean, that really can slow down the momentum of a game. You know, when you have a free kick and then it's taking them 20 minutes just to set up the wall. So it's a good rule. The aerosol thing is a good rule, and I'm glad that it's a good thing that they started to actually enforce it with the yellow cards, because, you know, once people start missing games because, you know, the yellow card suspensions, then it'll really be solid in their brains, and then you might even see a raise after that in the number of goals scored.
Probably, yeah. Probably. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, it's not something that you're gonna go crazy over right now. But oh my God, you know, it is a big difference as far as, you know, having to discipline the players. You discipline the players differently now with this in place. You know, as far as, like I said, a reference point and what you may have, George. I mean, we're God, you know what really is getting to me right now with South American ball is the whole issue of tickets. And the whole issue of tickets, and if you don't give me that certain amount of tickets, I'm going to cause problems, or we're going to have to switch dates. And, I mean, one that I have in mind that really has gotten under my skin is the whole issue with the Rosario Derby, which is probably, if Boca River's the biggest rivalry in the world, I could easily say, or I'd be safe to say, that Newell's Rosario Central is probably the most.
It's got to be one of the top five, like, most intense.
Most intense, or most even violent.
Violent, yeah. I mean, Estudiantes and Gimnasia is right up there too, but yeah, that one is big. That one is intense, man. Yeah,
hey, it's getting pretty nasty. It's so much to the point that they're even considering suspending it. And it all emerged from an issue of tickets.
Right.
You know, the Newell's fans wanted 7,000 tickets, and Rosario Central said no. So they went and they started, you know, they started going to Rosario Central's
headquarters,
yeah, and they started pretty much vandalizing.
Wow, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Where is the game supposed to be? It's this weekend coming up.
It's
going to be.
Yes. It's this weekend coming up at Rosario Central.
At Rosario Central Stadium. Yes. Wow. And the Newell's fans wanted 7,000. What's the capacity of that stadium anyway?
I think it's 40 plus, 50 plus.
And they couldn't give them 7?
Yeah, no.
I don't know about that. I mean, that's part of the rivalry, I guess.
I think so too. But it's where it gets to me, you know. I mean, yeah. Fine, you can't get them, but do you always have to start a riot over that?
Yeah, the violence is too far. It goes too far. Yeah, it goes too far. Yeah. If you know what, you know what they should do. If okay, they don't want to give them the tickets, say fine, we're not gonna go to the game, and then put like a damn big ass jumbotron. I know it costs a lot of money, but you know, put a big ass jumbotron and let the Newell's people watch it in their own stadium. You know what I'm saying? Like, just do that. You know, do something like that, because to have the violence and then the whole controversy.
Yeah.
I mean, it does escalate the cachet of the rivalry. It does kind of add another chapter to it, but at the same time, you know, people are getting hurt for what? Tickets? Come on now. I understand it's serious, but it's not to the point where you need to be losing your life or going to jail. It's not that bad. It's not that serious.
That's true.
So, you know, we to kind of like, and that's kind of an American thinking with a jumbotron, because, you know, you see it all the time. A team will play in another arena, and then the home fans will go to their home arena and watch the game there. Maybe they need to do something like that in Argentina for this situation.
I wouldn't be surprised if the jumbotron gets stolen too.
Yeah, probably.
But anyways, true. With that in mind, it's another crazy week. We'll get ready to. Hey, hopefully next week we're probably celebrating a title.
Yeah.
We'll probably be celebrating a title, maybe two.
Yeah,
and,
maybe.
And we'll see. So we'll stay in touch as far as that's concerned. And hey, dude, it was cool having you for this. I guess not a so abbreviated version of the show, but it was glad to have you, you know, glad to do the show with you, you know, kind of a more intimate setting here this time around, not having the chaos of other shows that we've had with 20 million guests around.
For real.
But next week, you know, hopefully, you know, next week now we'll probably have Mike back, and there might be a special guest. So let's keep that in mind. All right, dude. So for George, and big shout out to our boy Mike. And hey, man, you know, we got to give a big shout out to Jonathan, man. You know, he suffered, long-suffering Chelsea fan that he is.
Big up to Jonathan.
So for George, for Mike, for Jonathan, everybody else around, peace. And thank you for existing.